All right, so it's 9:30 a.m. I'm in a hotel here in Hollywood, no longer staying at John Early's house. In this hotel till we leave Thursday night on the red eye to go to Philadelphia. Ooh, I can't wait. Those are going to be fun shows. Philadelphia, big theater. My parents are coming Saturday night. See me perform in a theater. Like I'm not, like I'm doing okay. Last night, I went to the Laugh Factory. I've never been to the Laugh Factory. I've never been inside of it. I've been to L.A. a bunch of times over. I've been coming here for like 11 years. I've been doing comedy for 14, but I think the first time I came to L.A. and did stand-up. Not like people have been asking me to come to L.A., but, you know, you come. I used to have a day job that would bring me here, and now I just, you know, you just come to be like, hey, I'm in L.A. And then you tell other comedians, oh, I'm going to L.A., or I was just in L.A. In New York, they make it, oh, he's up to something. But they know, too, that maybe you just went. Which is most of the time I've been here. But anyway, never been in that club. And it was fun. It felt like a real... Felt like being in that show, I'm Dying Up Here or something. That's what it's just, it was just, it was pretty cool. The host was a nice guy. He was wearing a bathrobe. I don't think that's the difference between New York comedy and LA comedy. Here, somebody's going to wear a bathrobe every once in a while. You don't wear a bathrobe in New York because you're not driving to the show. You got to take public transportation, which would mean either you're wearing the bathrobe the whole time. Now, if you're doing that, hey, who can argue with you? You're living the life. Or you got the bathrobe in a backpack and then you take it out when you get to the club. And that, I don't know about that. This dude seemed to be wearing the bathrobe all the time. It did look kind of cool, I won't lie. I just woke up and I turned on the TV to put on CNN to see what was going on. And it's just like Jeff Sessions fucking babbling like a fucking piece of shit. He's an asshole. All right. So I put that on mute. Jacqueline had to go to some meeting, so it's just me. I'd say what time? It's 9:30 a.m. So it's early here. I can't get used to that. I don't like that people, it's like noon in New York when it's early here. It's like, how do people stand out here? It's like you're never like on the clock of like what the fuck is going down. You know, like the Capitol. I said, you know, I'm sorry about that. I just like to call out my... Well, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, let's look at the news. It just doesn't feel like the real time, but they can't... I understand they can't be on New York time. It doesn't make any sense. But let me see... Oh, that doesn't sound like a fun story. Way too little, way too late. Facebook's fact checkers say effort is failing. Oh, yeah, of course. It's all those like fake news, like real fake news, like websites that have like fabricated, made up stories about shit that I see. I see people post. All the people that yell fake news at CNN post actual fake news. They don't know what fake news means. The fake news is the stuff they want to believe, and then they post. and I'll report them. I don't say anything on the things anymore, because if you say, I don't call them out, like, because I don't really know the people that are doing it, or they're people that I don't know for a long time. I don't want to get into conversations with people I haven't talked to in fucking 10 years, you know? So, Facebook's garbage. I don't really post on there. Just my tweets go to it, so it's just like, there's that. But, and people that write these long Facebook posts, it's like, oh, fuck off, dude. Quit pontificating. Keep it to a tweet level. The tweets are too long even now. I'm going to become that kind of old guy that's yelling about why that tweets are too long. When I'm like a real, because it's not going to stop. Eventually those tweets are just going to be like 2,000 characters or something. And I'm just going to be this old man sitting in the food court in a mall being like, these tweets are too long. I knew when they went to 280, we were fucked. Oh, and there's no free Wi-Fi in this hotel. It's a nice hotel. It's beautiful, old Hollywood hotel. I like it, but no free Wi-Fi, which is really fucking bullshit. Give me, like, cheap-ass Wi-Fi. So when I finish recording this, I gotta, like, go to a... Well, first I'll put it on my computer, and then I gotta take my computer across the street to the Coffee Bean and upload it from there. Because I'm not paying $15 a day. Maybe that sounds cheap of me. But I'm spending all this fucking Lyft money around town. I gotta spend like $30 a day just to get to shows. That's more than that. But, whatever. It's all good. So, just like your friend, you're like, oh, you said it was 9:30 a.m. and, you know, 12:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m. there in the East Coast. But it didn't go up for another hour. It's because I'm being lazy. I'm just chilling in this hotel room. So, John Travolta, sexual battery case involving 20-year-old male masseur resurfaces. Yeah, you're gonna have to deal with it. Everybody's got a reckoning. Man, I'm glad I waited to get famous till after all this went down. I don't know if I would have been would have been any better than. Then these, I think I would have been. I'm not, well, I'm also in a relationship. I ain't doing no bullshit. NC man, I guess that means North Carolina, man convicted of child sex trafficking allowed multiple men to rape 12-year-old girl over a 2-year period. Oh, God. Well, I hope he's murdered in jail. You're not supposed to hope for those types of things, but I can't help it. That's terrible. I didn't know that that was going to be the end of that headline. I'm sorry, I didn't vet the headline. Protesters jeers Trump. Team promotes coal in UN climate talks. Oh, God. He doesn't know what coal he really believes that the coal is the future. And it's a little... I don't know if he believes anything. He just knows people like it when he talks about coal. Let's not talk about that fucking fuck. FBI launches probe into judge who sent Meek Mill to jail. Maybe he was overly sentenced. I know that's what Jay-Z said. I don't know enough about the case. I'm going to have to open up a file. on Meek Mill. Do one more and we'll get out of here. Let me look for something fun, not political. EA's new Star Wars game is so unpopular, a developer is apparently getting death threats. It's not funny that dude's getting death threats, but it is funny that they made a Star Wars game that people hate so much that they're... Because they can't really be the death threats. Well, I hope he's okay. And I think we're good for today. Big news coming, but not for a few weeks. I can't tell anybody. I was told this, but it's coming. See you tomorrow. We love you.